¡Órale!
¡Sí, señor!
Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFP Podcast. I'm Jorge Georgi Martin, back from a little getaway to Mammoth Lakes with my family, and back with my primos, Ricky Torres and Hector Reyes. ¿Cómo estamos, boys?
What's up, guys? Good. Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Gracias, everybody, for joining us. Como siempre, estamos aquí para servirlo. Make sure to check out our website at familiaffb.com, where we're going to have a lot of content this month. With it being draft month, there's going to be a lot of fun stuff for us to pass along.
Yeah.
And definitely check out our social media channels at familiaffb on Twitter and Instagram, as well as our familiaffb Facebook page. Well, guys, you know, training camp has started, even though we're just getting like these Zoom reports, and but it does feel like football's coming along, but you know, it's kind of getting off to a little bit of a clunky start. So let's just jump right into Cheeseman.
Let's go. Lots of stuff, right?
Lots of stuff. Well, you know, last week we got the weird news that Matt Stafford and Justin Jefferson were both placed on the COVID list for their respective teams, the Lions and the Vikings. And today they were both taken off the COVID list. Apparently
that's actually really cool to see, because I didn't know people could get off of that list. I thought once they're on it, we just drop them. But I think it shows hope.
It does. And, you know, it was one of those things, like, you know, I knew Stafford, he got a false positive, and they got him back into the fold as quickly as they could when they determined that it was a false positive. And then with Jefferson, it was like he was on the protocol for 8 days. And they say that only it must have been that he was asymptomatic and got the test. I mean, obviously, they're not revealing a lot of other information about these guys, but I think it shows that, yes, definitely the NFL is following these strict protocols, but they're, you know, making sure that guys are healthy when they come back.
What I want to know is how do you get a false positive? I mean, this is the NFL, obviously, whatever test they're using.
It's just the test, man. They have their, you know, it's a new virus, so these tests are only friggin' 4 months old.
So yeah, that's a concern. You know, obviously the NFL has the most money. They get the quote unquote best tests, and they're still coming out with false positives. They need to be careful. I mean, you know, especially, I don't know if you guys you know, have been following or read the articles about it with Stafford. Apparently his wife said it was just a nightmare. I guess for 4 days, she said it was just like living through hell, because first of all, the stress of it, you know, thinking that, you know, he's infected and he's positive and she might get it and pass it to the kids. But then she said she was out shopping, you know, going to buy groceries, and people are giving her the stink eye and talking smack to her. Like, what are you doing here? Like, you're going to infect people. So it's just like NFL just needs to be careful, you know, and if they're going to be giving out tests and, you know, maybe they do two tests. I mean, I don't know. You said, Rick, that, you know, it's already a lot to
ask.
It's
just so random. You're talking about thousands of tests going, and even if 1% are falses, you're talking about 10 players being told they're, you know, positive when they're not. But worst case scenario, you got positives being told they're negative. So
that's worse.
And we could see via baseball that it's going to be tough. And just looking at this list of the other people who are also on the COVID list, Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
Super surprised. It's like, okay, now COVID's getting the big players, you know? So, but yeah. I'm happy that Matt Stafford's back, because I'm pretty sure his whole team was falling apart for a second there. But now they have their fearless leader coming back. But speaking of the Jags, Gardner Minshew goes on the list, but so does Raquel Armstead, who's Fournette's handcuff. So I got to believe Fournette's going to be the lead caballo for this team no matter what.
Yeah,
I know some people are afraid of him. I don't understand why. I just feel like whenever he's there, he just gives it all he's got. Yes, the Jaguars suck, but it's just like, this guy's solid. I love guys who can be consistent. And when he's not injured, he can be pretty consistent. Maybe not too explosive, but, I mean, why get explosive players when you can have someone who scores 15 every week? It's golden.
Yeah, that's the thing. Go ahead, Hack.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, I think the thing with Fournette, I think people have the kind of the buzz going around on certain players is that if you've gotten burned enough times by a guy, then you have all this negativity kind of floating around. You know what I'm saying? So I think not necessarily that he's a bad player, but I think enough guys have been burned by Fournette that buzz kind of starts taking precedence over a lot of the other cheesemen that's going around. And, oh, what's up with Fournette? Oh, man, that guy burned me 2 years ago. Oh, how you like Fournette? Oh, man, that guy burned me 3 years ago. Or, oh, man, you know, he gets hurt so often.
Sounds like Derrick Henry.
Right. So it's not necessarily that he's a bad guy, but it's just that if you talk to enough people, you're going to hear those sad stories about guys that have been burned.
Yeah, and the last person to go on the COVID restricted list is James Washington. He's a wide receiver for Pittsburgh. I'm not sure if you guys know much about him, but he's actually pretty good.
Yep.
No, he had a decent year last year when Juju was out. So I mean, he's an Oklahoma State guy. I'm really talented.
And yep, I was beating up on him last year. I drafted him, but then as soon as Big Ben went down, I was like, this guy's not going to get anything. So, and it sucks that he's on it now. Hopefully, he's still young. Hopefully, he can come back. And Pittsburgh's one of those teams, just like Buffalo and Arizona. I think a lot of people are expecting them to have high offensive numbers. And James Washington is going to be a big part of it, so he needs to get healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pitt's and, always you know, got that the two receivers. Pitt's always got the, you know, they got Juju, they got James Washington. So they Big Ben's always looking to mix it up with his receivers, and either one of those guys is very likely to have a big year. So definitely keep your eyes out for James Washington.
And we're gonna get more opt outs because by August 6th, which is Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, that's the deadline for players to opt out for the 2020 season.
Oh wow.
Since our last episode where we announced that Damian Williams was opting out, we had Alan Hearns, and I'm just talking about skill guys who are potentially fantasy relevant. Alan Hearns, Geronimo Allison for Detroit, Matt Lacoste for New England, and Marquise Lee for New England. I mean, a lot of guys. There are some offensive linemen that have opted out that could hurt some lines there. I'm a big offensive line guy, as you guys can, you know, have heard.
And honestly, I haven't looked at that, but if you can show me that list, I would love to use it as a cheat sheet.
I'll send it over to you. But yeah
better that's be gonna be a big one
too. Don't
sure.
send me no fake one. It all feels like, oh, Christian McCaffrey's got no line. I better not take him.
Exactly. No, that's gonna be the X factor, I think, now that you mentioned it, for the coming season. That's one thing that, you know, people generally kind of ignore. As important as an O-line is, you know, I think most of us kind of take a pass on really studying O-lines for the most part. But I think this year, even more so, if you have big names on O-lines that are opting out, that's gonna leave some QBs and some running backs exposed in the backfield, and definitely something to keep an eye on.
And I definitely think a lot of people are going to get burned this year because of COVID and opt-outs and all this. Because who says that a player week two after three people on his team test positive, they might say, screw it, let me opt out, or I'm just not going to play. Mm-hmm. Look at what happened to Lorenzo Cain. He decided right away, like during the season, I'm gone.
Yep.
And also to your point, Hector, about looking at other players on the team when you're drafting, looking at the opt-out list, do you want anyone on the Patriots team? Like anyone?
Right. That really drops Cam Newton down. If all his guys are, you know, he's got Edelman still, sure, but I mean, if he's Marquise Lee, you know, Matt LaCosta, you know, tight end, and who else is going to be leaving? We're hearing a lot of guys, you know, Sony Michel's, you know, what is he on the PUP list currently?
Him and Jarvis Landry are opening up on their team's PUP list, obviously New England. I mean, we've been keeping an eye on the Sony Michel thing for, foot injury. I mean, feet are so delicate when it comes to a running back. I would not be surprised if he misses time at the beginning of the season. And then who knows? I mean, I've been saying, you know, Damian Harris, get your shares of Damian Harris, you know, grab him in those middle rounds. By the time we're drafting, you know, for our Familia League on August 1st, you know, September 6th, is it? You know, whatever the Sunday.
Day before Labor Day, whatever that is.
Don't worry, we're going to forget it after the draft.
I'm going to want to forget it. But by that point, we might know that Damian Harris is going to be the guy, and he's going to be a fourth round pick or something like that by then.
Right, I don't see that. I mean, I definitely can see him getting overvalued and overpicked.
Overvalued because he's a running back. Just because
he's a running back, but I don't think he's got a team. People are going to say just because he's the lead back and it's New England, oh, we better get him. But it's like this team's got no defense. They're going to have to pass the ball. And if they run it, they're going to their rookie with like two linemen. And think about it. They also don't have their Matt LaCrosse, their tight end, who's also a blocker. So it's just like my advice, just stay away from them. Let Georgie pick up Damian Harris.
I'm going to get Cam, too.
I don't know if you guys heard, but they're talking a lot on Twitter how good Cam looks. And I love it. Yeah. I love Cam, the style of play he does. I just don't think he's in a good spot. He's with a great coach, but his team just, they're not there this year, and it's not his fault. So I love me a Cam, but he might be my second quarterback or even third quarterback in this draft later.
I see. That's where I'm thinking.
Let me make some notes here.
grab him as a backup or somebody that you platoon with somebody. Platoon with like a Jared Goff or something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do that. And getting back to offensive lines, you can't do enough on there. We only touched on Jarvis Landry. He had the hip surgery, and I think that's just one. We're gonna have to listen to the reports from Kevin Stefanski, their new head coach, and see. Mm-hmm. Where he is, I think it was the timing was February, and I think the timing was that he could be ready to go by opening week, or it could be October. So that was the time frame. So it's definitely something to monitor. I mean, as we get closer to draft day, he may be falling out, and somebody that sits on your reserve roster.
That's what I would want.
Yeah. Yeah, you love drafting
this. Injured players, but it has to be after I've already started or picked my starting lineup, because that's like when I got AJ Green last year.
Right. I can see you getting Antonio Brown too, because he's going to be suspended. So I can already see you getting.
I might. It all depends on value, bro. If he goes low enough, just like if Landry goes, and if I pick him up, he's my fourth wide receiver. I'll pick him up, but there's no way I pick that dude. I don't like him already. We're not PPR, so I think Landry's garbage. But I don't know, Hector. I think he looks good for your sixth round.
You already know my feelings about the Cleveland Browns this year, man. I'm staying away.
But Landry was the guy that you like, though. You at his ADP.
As a value healthy pick, Landry. Sure. I think what we looked at was like the strength of schedule and that type of thing. So I was maybe getting a little bit of maybe changing my tune a little bit with Jarvis Landry. But for if it's not a value pick, I'm staying away.
We'll be talking about the AFC North in our next show. But
yep.
As we get into one more interesting injury, T.Y. Hilton is on the active non-football injury list.
I love that guy, man.
You traded
me him, and he just didn't do anything. Stupidest trade I ever did.
Last year was the time that he didn't. That was the one time that he didn't pay off. That was the one time he didn't pay off. And he's kind of like at that age, he's like around 30, and this is a hammy injury, and he had a leg injury last year. It's just
issue.
It's worrisome. He's always been a warrior, a guy who goes out there every week, even when he's banged up. But, starting training camp like this, it's got me a little curioso.
Yeah.
And, Lazarus is back in the NFL. Jordan Reed signed.
Lazarus. Yes.
He's
gonna be their wide receiver because they desperately need one.
They need. You know what? They need a. They need an adult in the room on their point. He's not gonna take. He's not gonna take catches from Kittle. Come on. No, forget about that.
No.
I think the best thing you could do is have him. If you have Jordan Reed and Kittle, both a two tight end format. Oh, Jordan Reed's going to be wide open. But so is Kittle, because Kittle's amazing. I think this pick, I don't know what this pick is. It's like you guys need wide receivers. All you got is two rookies and a quarterback who's at most average. And all you're doing is getting a backup for Kittle. Like, that's stupid. But that's why I've been saying this all year. Stay away from the Niners, guys. they're going to have that same Super Bowl loss curse on their necks.
Well, what if they go with some 12 personnel and do the two tight ends, kind of like the Eagles? You know, Dallas Goedert was a top 10 tight end last year. So, you know, even as playing second fiddle to Zach Ertz. So, I hope for Jordan Reed above and beyond. You know, this is a guy with seven documented concussions.
Yes, I was just going to touch on that. I've drafted him before.
Yep.
I think everyone has, at least.
I think everyone's had.
Team, at least.
Everyone's had.
Free agents easily. Oh, Jordan Reed's coming back from injury. I better get him 2 weeks early.
Yep.
And the fool takes another 2 weeks off or comes back, gets a concussion. He's gone.
Yes. I think he's had a concussion every year. I don't even know when's the last time he played a full season, if ever, in the NFL. And, you know, when he plays, he's great. My God, the guy's never an played. Awesome tight end. He's fantastic. But he's always hurt. And it's always concussions. And it's going to be one. There's going to be one of those times where he's going to take a hit, he's going to get a concussion, and he's just not going to come back.
He's almost missed 50%. He's got like 55, 60% of the games he's been
in. There's some players that take a concussion and it's like, you know, game over, like time to hang him up, and they do. You know, that happens once in a while. I think, you know, for this guy, Jarvid Best is a perfect example. Detroit Lions, mm-hmm. Jarvid Best, I remember.
Yeah.
Took a nasty concussion. Career over. So
that's why you hope for good health for the guy, and you know, anything they get out of him. But yeah, I'm not dropping down George Kittle in my rankings or anything, or any projections I have for him. I think he's going to be up around 100 receptions and, you know, 11 to 1200 yards. And let's hope for the best for Jordan Reed.
Yeah, for sure.
I just hope he gets to not be injured this season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have to play him, and he just sits on the side giving Kittle like high fives. Good for him.
There you go.
Stay healthy.
Support system. be the veteran mentor. The mentor. Let's go.
Well, speaking of support, you know, Primo Ricci has a super flex draft on Thursday. So, you know, we figured, hey, you know what? Let's do a little practice. You know, support our Primo, make sure that he's ready. So,
Let's go. Yeah, exactly.
So it's a 2 QB league, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, 1 tight end, 1 flex, 1 defense. Now he has an IDP and 5 reserve IDP instead of kicker and 5 reserve spots. Ricky, tell us. We can't do the IDP in this format. So Ricky, tell us about what you're looking for on that to fill that position.
I have no idea what to do with it. I feel like, because I hate the kicker, right?
Right.
And this league that I'm joining, they've been doing it as long as our family league, and they got there. So I was so excited that they asked me to be in it, and I was so excited that they said, screw the kicker, we just do 1 IDP player. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in heaven. But then they said 2 QBs, and I'm like, crap, I don't know that. But for IDP, I mean, if it's only 1 player, what I'm really going to do is just, I'm going to do the me thing. I'm going to pick a Charger. It's the only time I really get to pick with my heart rather than my brain, and that's why I win a lot, guys.
Bosa?
So I'm going to get Bosa, or I'll get Melvin Ingram. When it comes to IDP, something that everyone needs to realize, get linebackers. Linebackers get all the tackles, all the assists, everything, the fumbles, everything. So if you're doing IDP, everybody, get linebackers. Do not get the cornerbacks or the free safeties. They do not do enough. That being said, I'm happy I don't got a draft done today, because I have no idea what round I would actually waste a pick for that. Because for kicker, I wait till the end.
Right. I'm sure you'll probably, I mean, it's like a, you know, copycat league, as they say with the NFL. You know, it's like, you know, what, you know, when they make a run on kickers, when guys start taking kickers in like the 7th or 8th round, there's always people that kind of follow and kind of see. So just do that. You know, when a guy takes when the first IDP comes off the board at like, you know, in the 8th round, then, you know, then maybe take it that round or the next round and just do it that way.
See, but I was looking at in the top 10 defensive players, they're not even Chargers. So I'm like, man, I'll just sit on it.
It's sort of like all Chargers defense. No, it being really underrated this year.
Exactly. 12th round. So I'll just pick it up later. Like, that's why I feel like no one's going to pick up Melvin Ingram. I don't think they even know that name. Right. So I'm gonna get that guy.
Boom.
Get that guy. All right. We're gonna hit start on this draft, and Hector is in the number 4 slot. Ricky is in the number 6 slot, like he is for his draft. And I took the snake at number 12. I want to see what this looks like because my Superflex league is 10 teams. So let's do this.
That's rock. I've never done a Superflex before. This is completely new to me. So let's see. Yeah, but
you're used to getting C's and D's on your draft grades.
Hey. Hopefully this is not par for the course. Hopefully I can come in under par on this draft. So let's.
All right.
What the heck? This is different.
My draft is loading. It says.
How is McCaffrey way not even the first pick?
He's number 2. It says here.
No. I don't see anyone's drafted yet.
Superflex is, here we go.
Oh, there he is. Nope, McCaffrey was 1, Barkley 2, and surprisingly, Michael Thomas was number 3. I actually thought Michael Thomas in a PPR Superflex would have fallen to me. And honestly, in football, I think the way I think of baseball, you just want the top players in that position. Michael Thomas is going to be the top wide receiver. If you're in the first round, try to get him no matter what. Ooh, and you did smart, Heck. Tell him you got.
I'll take Pat Mahomes, my first pick. Let's go. See if I can stack. Give me a Pat Mahomes and a nice other second QB to fill out my roster here.
And it sucks because obviously I don't like this guy, but I'm going to have to pick him because.
Dak?
Mahomes. No, Lamar. Why would I pick Dak over Lamar? Do I sound like a Cowboys fan?
Sorry, my draft is still my order is kind of lagging a little bit. I thought Lamar got picked already.
The only thing I can think of, because I only got 20 seconds before I gotta click it. I don't want Zeke because I've been reading the studies and people with coronavirus, the long term effect is their heart gets enlarged. Okay. I don't want to deal with that. Look at what happened to Eduardo Rodriguez of the Boston Red Sox. I'm telling you guys, if someone's had COVID and they had signs and symptoms, just knock them down around.
There you go.
All right.
George on the clock.
It went Lamar, which is a great pick. And the more I look at their schedule and the way they're set up, I think Baltimore is gonna roll to another fantastic season.
But I just feel like it's not gonna happen because I think it's too good to be true. That's my problem.
Why? It could be, you know, that happens.
Heck, it really does. Look at when everyone thought the Eagles were gonna be this amazing team, and then they didn't even make playoffs or whatever. The first year.
But the Chiefs went back to back. Mahomes won MVP, and then the second year he wins a Super Bowl. So it does happen.
Mahomes better than Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson's lucky he's got fast feet.
I don't know, man. All right.
So, okay, why isn't it
with his 10th pick?
George Pitts. I took Russell Wilson.
Incorrect. Boom. Oh, you have the snake.
I had the snake. I took Russell Wilson.
I dare you to get Dak right now.
Oh, man. He's not going to last. If you don't get him now, George, he's not going to be available.
You know what? I did that, but you know what? I'm going to do something else. I think this guy's going to have a dynamic season, and I'm not letting you have him, Hector. Tyreek Hill.
No!
I was going to stack
with Tyreek Hill. Dang it.
I'll tell you what. I don't mind because – you guys left me with, I mean, the running backs are garbage by now. And this is the 6 plus another 12. This is like the 18th pick. And I don't want my top running back to be Chubb because I don't believe in Chubb. I don't want Josh Jacobs because I don't believe in that dude. I don't believe in Aaron Jones. Obviously, no one believes in Gurley. And I'm not going to use this pick to pick up Fournette. I'll get it on the turnaround. Believe it or not, I'm still going to get an amazing pick with DeAndre Hopkins.
D-Hop.
He's PPR. I don't know how the top 5 receiver can go this far. And right after him goes Chris Godwin. So I feel like at this point of the draft, you can see that the running backs, that's kind of simmered. So I don't know. If Heck gets a wide receiver, I think he'd be... I don't know, Heck. There's nothing now, I feel like. Nothing in the spot. Tell us what you're thinking.
Well, we were talking about earlier about the Ravens offense. I'm a fan. I'm looking at Mark Ingram. I'm looking at Chris Carson. And I'm looking at Josh Jacobs with the Raiders. I like me some Josh Jacobs. Well, didn't he get hurt, Josh Jacobs? Did he get injured?
If this was a real draft, I'd tell you no. But because it's he was injured. He hurt his shoulder.
I'm going to go Chris Carson, Seattle Seahawks.
I love Chris Carson.
So you take the guy with the sturdy. You take the guy with the hip?
Let's go.
All right.
Did he have an injury?
Yeah.
Oh, you passed out. And Travis Kelce went next, so no stack for Hector.
Oh, man, that's okay. I had Kelce last year. He was – even though he did awesome, I was looking for running back.
It's kind of surprising to see tight ends go so late. Like, after the 10th running back, after the 6th wide receiver, after 2 quarterbacks, it's like – it's almost like they're being undervalued. So maybe –
I'll take Kittle. Let's go.
Punk.
Yeah, Kittle boy. Down the middle. Kittle oh, down Josh middle. Jacobs. I was really hoping he was going to fall for me.
He's not going to fall to you. People love him too much. But I'm happy he left because I don't believe in him this year.
I do. That offensive line, and it was a shoulder injury, not a leg injury, which...
Upper body.
I don't know. Shoulder's what running backs try to drive into, so... I don't like that he injured that, but it tells me he's playing hard.
Yeah. I mean, they can change the game up a little bit and be a little bit more finesse and just kind of, run out of bounds instead of charging for the extra couple yards. They might just, either dive or, run out of bounds. So there's ways. But running backs with shoulder injuries and such, they can work it out,
Want to do this. But it's like it's the smartest choice right now. Why would I not
take Dak? You're taking Dak Prescott.
You took Dak.
There's only you talk about the top 5. Why not get him if I'm in the 3rd round? I don't like the wide receivers or running backs at that point, and I didn't want to go early on Mark Andrews. Yeah, I wanted that stack, but sometimes you just can't go early if you don't believe in it. You just got to get the best. And I've seen that in drafts with guys who don't know what they're doing. They just pick the best available. And sure enough, they do really great that year. So I learned, at some points, you got to just take the best available.
Yeah. And speaking of the best available, I'm looking at what.
You need to do the same thing I did.
Well, it goes Kyler, Deshaun Watson, Josh Allen, Matt Ryan, and Carson Wentz and Drew Brees. So that's like 6 quarterbacks in the row of the recommendations. I am going to go with Kyler Murray for one of my picks.
I feel like looking at that, heck, you should be licking your lips saying, I can get Drew Brees like in the 6th, 7th round.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Let's see if he lasts. Quarterbacks, I've seen quarterbacks fly in super flex drafts. Now, the running backs, I don't like Gurley. Ricky, I know you like yourself.
You and me are both in the same spot. Neither of us have running backs at this point.
Yep. So I feel like I need to go running back at this point, and I'm going to go with the guy I think is the best one on the board right now, and he's number 4 on the running backs, James Conner. Banking on him fighting through an injury, but I think he's the best receiving threat out of the backfield, and he's a good runner.
I have to agree with you.
Well, right after you did that, Odell Beckham in the 4th round in a PPR league, no one likes him anymore. Nope. Cooper Kupp, Deshaun Watson. So the quarterbacks are starting to lose depth. You still got good stuff. Zach Ertz is gone, so now I'm thinking, crap, I need a tight end. I hate not having a good tight end. Because if you don't have a good tight end, you have a crap tight end. Like, that's literally it. There's either good ones or bad ones. But with Darren Waller and Ingram, I don't want to wait. I don't want to not pick a running back and pick one of those 2 losers. So I'm going to have to go. Oh, my God, this is hard. I'm going to have to go with my boy Leonard Fournette. I talked so highly about him. I like him better. I think he's got a better spot than Gurley. So...
Cortland Sutton goes next. Now I'm on the clock here. Man, looking at running backs. I really like Mark Ingram. Oh, Devin Singletary's
available too. AJ Brown. He's the next best wide receiver.
He'll be available.
No,
who do I have?
He's got him right now.
Heck, I'll tell you this right now. He ain't getting
I need a wide receiver. Shoot, I don't have a wide receiver. I didn't pick a wide receiver yet. I better pick one. I'm taking A.J. Brown. I need a wide receiver. I didn't pick one yet. Shoot. But I have Kittle, so.
So who do you get now? I'm looking at the player. I'm like, dang. There's some good wide receivers down the list.
Yes. Yeah, it's so damn deep.
Metcalf, Scary Terry, Keenan Allen, Stephon
Diggs. DJ Chark.
I guess you really can wait on wide receiver. I think I'm just going to sit on it. I have DeAndre Hopkins. So I think we're just
fifth round here.
Heck, what are you thinking right now?
Oh man, I want another running back. I like me some Mark Ingram. Let's go, Ravens that's offense.
Choice. Carson Wentz goes right at quarterbacks are leaving you, man.
They're flying. I'm glad I got my two, Russell and Kyler Murray.
But when you NFC. Look at it, think about it. Heck still has the chance to get Stafford, Brady, Rodgers.
Oh yeah,
all three of those names were top names before Mahomes came around. So yeah, I think there's just mad depth in quarterback right now.
Look at that.
Even
in super flex.
Yeah, and then you can go even deeper than that. You got Kirk Cousins, you got Derek Carr, you got Nick Foles. Has Big Ben gone yet? No, right? Or has he been taken already?
No, he's still there.
Yeah,
Big Ben's
Jared Goff.
I went ahead and went with Melvin Gordon because it's PPR. They're going to throw the ball to him, too. But it's going to be a rough patch with him and Philip Lindsay.
I thought that if he got past you, I thought if you didn't take him that he might fall to me. Because look at the quarterback run after that. Fifth,
and it looks like almost 13 quarterbacks. Is it 4, 5, 6? 14 quarterbacks are taken, and we're not even done with the fifth round.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I just kind of want to take one so I can make sure friggin' Heck doesn't get anything.
I picked before you, so it's okay.
No, you don't.
Man. I don't? Oh, no.
It's Georgie than me.
Oh, it's sneaking around.
I go twice. I'm looking at these receivers, and I'm so tempted. And I hate to do this, but I got...
Right now, Georgie.
I know.
Let's see, wide receivers. I would recommend.
I'm doing Le'Veon. I got a running back. I got to fill my running back spot. And I am going to go. I'm going to go down the
board. Scary Carey or DK Metcalf or Scary Terry.
Go deep. Go deep, Georgie.
I'm going DK Metcalf. I'm going to stack.
Yep.
I'm going to get that connection. That stack.
You love DK.
Love him.
You love DK. The way Heck loves AJ Brown.
AJ Brown, that's my guy.
So think about it, Georgie. Right after you went. There's six wide receivers, so I think what I'm seeing is quarterbacks are the whores of the league. They're going to take all of it right away, the first five rounds. I need to sit on wide receiver. I mean, running backs go quick no matter what type of format you do, it seems like. So
I was very tempted to pass up and go two receivers there even and leave my running back spot open. Very tempted.
And honestly, you probably would have been better off because Le'Veon Bell would have fallen to me and I wouldn't have picked him up. And oh my God, there's like no wide receivers. There are garbage wide receivers. I'm going to steal this from Heck. What? Stephon Diggs.
Oh, yes.
And looking at it, it's literally eight. Is this eight? Yeah, eight wide receivers in a row just left.
Look at that.
Sixth round, it literally just emptied the wide receiver bin. Because now you got Lockett, Boyd, Landry, Edelman. All four of those guys are number two.
I'm taking Lockett. I got to take Lockett.
That's a horrible pick. I would have... Duh.
Oh, man. One of the guys I had my eyes on was Marquise Brown, the guy I've been keeping an eye on in all my drafts.
Yep.
I was hoping he was going to fall to me.
How far did he go? Oh, he got pretty late.
At the end of six. Six.
And
12.
I'm taking Big Ben now as my second QB.
Look at that.
Solid. Solid.
Oh my God, I was gonna pick a Ben.
Solid, bro.
Look at that.
I thought you were taking him last round, Rick. You told me you said you were gonna steal him from me, I was like, oh man, he's taking Big Ben. And then you took somebody else. Who'd you take? You took
Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs, yeah. But I thought when you said I'm gonna steal him from him.
I wouldn't have taken Stephon Diggs, you wouldn't have gotten Lockett. You would have gotten Diggs.
I would have gotten Diggs for sure.
So I feel better already.
All right.
But now I was going to pick up Evan Ingram. Now I can't. And I feel like this late into the seventh, oh my goodness, I'm just going to have to sip. I have a feeling tight ends are going to get eaten up if I don't pick one right now.
I have Patrick Mahomes and Ben Roethlisberger. You guys are envious of me right now.
Envious of the fact that you're being
yes, you are. Yes,
I see your
you
Patrick
are,
Mahomes. Right? I see your Patrick Mahomes and Ben Roethlisberger, and I with Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray.
All right. Let's see what happens. I got
Devin Singletary because I need a running back.
That's a good pick.
I'm just gonna look at you. See all these tight ends being taken now. So now, I mean, I really sacrificed here, but that's because I didn't want Tyler Higbee. I didn't want to get Henry at this point. I wanted Hayden Hurst. I didn't think they would pick him up that quick. But you know what? I think this what were you calling it? Copycat league.
Heck, exactly. Copycat.
The second one player goes, everyone's gonna.
Yeah, everyone kind of. Oh my god, a kicker goes in the eighth round, and like, there's always like one other guy that like also takes a kicker. Like, what are you doing? People panic. Like, people, you make a move, and other players panic, and they just try to copy you. They do what you did. So there's.
It happens a lot to me. You're right.
It does happen.
So I'm going the most dynamic player on the Will board.
Fuller.
Right? Will Fuller.
Boom.
Hey, if he doesn't get injured,
soft tissue.
Yeah, right.
Soft tissue. But you know what? I'll take the weeks that I'll play him the weeks, and I'll sub him out if he's got something going on with him.
Yep.
So
yep.
I'm gonna do him, and then guaranteed 250 carries, David Montgomery. I'm gonna take that shot.
That's good. That's solid.
I was looking at that. I don't think David Montgomery is getting the love, and I think he's got nothing but a good situation. We talked about it.
You know who Rick's taking now? Kareem Hunt. We know you're taking Kareem Hunt, Rick. Just take him.
Is he available? What? Are you talking? Oh, my goodness. I mean, I'm not.
What?
I like this other guy better, but I don't know. I really want to get Cam Akers. Kareem Hunt's awesome, but he's definitely not going to be the lead caballo. Cam Akers might be. Like late, and if I already got three running backs and Fournette, Gordon, Singletary, I can take the risk. And I'm mainly taking the risk because friggin' Marvin Jones ain't gonna be on my team, or Kirk or Crowder. I'd rather have someone who I can look at future and be like, oh, week six, I'm gonna be awesome at running. So that's why I want Cam Akers. I highly suggest not picking up Cam Akers if he's gonna be on your starting roster right away. He's not gonna play. He hasn't played preseason, so you don't want him the first few games. But you're going to want him after the first half of the season.
All right. Well,
I think it's going to be after about three games that he's going to have the league come out.
Nah, I think way after that. I think it's going to take – he might, like, at week four, but he's not going to do that great because it's going to be the – we're literally going to see him see his first NFL defense when he steps on the
week
field.
Week one.
So he's – I don't even think week one he's going to play that much. So –
I want a piece of the Arizona Cardinals offense. I'm taking Christian Kirk. I need some real estate on the Cardinals offense. I need a piece. Need a piece of that pie. So we'll go Christian Kirk.
And some running backs went in there. A couple of quarterbacks. Actually, three quarterbacks in a row: Cousins, Garoppolo, and Locke.
Everyone has two quarterbacks now, so I feel like you shouldn't see another quarterback go until maybe the 14th round. Is that what you guys would think, or?
I don't know. With 12 teams, I'm gonna want to lock up my third quarterback.
That's what I mean.
That is true. That is true with the 12 team because a lot of the guys are gone. I mean, you're looking at Sam Darnold. You told me that you were looking at Le'Veon Bell, so you may also be considering Sam Darnold as being somewhat serviceable. So he might be your third QB later. But after that, I mean, like I said, Nick Foles will probably be a starter sooner than later. So those are a couple. There's a couple guys in here that you can consider. Now, for me, my next pick, since I'm on the clock, I'm gonna go Marvin Jones.
Starvin' Marvin.
Let's go, Marvatron. Detroit. I want a piece of the. I want a piece of the Lions' offense too, man. Let's go.
Well, guys.
And then it was Tariq Cohen and Ricky. You're on the
that I would love. Like, I'm looking at this, I'm like, crap. I need a third quarterback, right?
Yep.
And the one that I think, looking at all of them, is going to blast all of them.
Gardner
Minshew. Oh, come on. Heck, who do you cry about is going to be awesome?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Friggin' Bridgewater.
Teddy Why not? Because
if he's great, I got Dak and I got Lamar. I feel like my quarterbacks are stacked.
Man, that's not nice. I was going to pick him.
Man, and we had our first defense go off, Pittsburgh.
Ooh. That was the first one?
In the ninth round.
Wow. Someone has some – or that's. I guess that's the computer, but – okay.
So one of the I'm looking here and I I like Brandon Cooks this year, so I'm going him.
Yeah, I was looking at Brandon Cooks too.
I would never
I think
concussion.
Another one, if he's healthy, you know, he's going to blow up. I mean, he's going to throw. I mean, Deshaun Watson loves to throw the deep ball. So he's going to go all day long to Brandon Cooks and Will Fuller. So we're going to see that. And I got to get my tight end. I'm not an Austin Hooper fan. I don't think Jared Cook's going to be good. I think a lot of Emmanuel Sanders is going to be taking away from him. And Ricky, you were bagging on him last week or two ago, but I'm going Mike Gesicki. He's my ride or die.
Why?
I watched a lot of Miami. Huh?
What do you like about him?
He had a great connection late in the season with Ryan Fitzpatrick. So I look at that. I look at the fact that Preston Williams is coming back from a knee injury, an ACL that he suffered in November. So I don't think he's going to be 100% at the start of the season. And there's really no other number two receiver out there. And Fitzmagic is going to be throwing the ball a lot, because that defense is still not very good. So that's why and he threw the ball to Gesicki. Gesicki was he lined up in the slot. He was a receiver. He was not just a tight end. He was a slot receiver for them, and he was a stud late in the season. I think that's going to carry over into this new season. He is just a physical specimen.
I know there's a lot of buzz around him at the end. I just don't think he's on a team that's going to make him that great. But a team that I feel is going to make my next player great.
Yeah.
Is the Broncos. I want Philip Lindsay because
I was looking at Lindsay.
It's the 10th round. I mean, basically the best handcuff you can have, because if Melvin Gordon goes out and Philip Lindsay goes in, that's mad points no matter what. And to be able to get both of them on my team and for Philip Lindsay not have to give up anything, I think everyone, if you get Melvin Gordon, you need to look at Lindsay 4 or 5 rounds after.
Well, let me see here. I'm looking at Tampa Bay.
Vaughn?
Running backs. Yeah. I'm looking at – I think Ronald Bunny Jones backs? Is
going to – You're trying to think.
I think Ronald Jones is going to be weak sauce, so I'm taking me some Keyshawn Vaughn. I think
even though he's on the COVID list. Remember, we talked about that last week.
I think I'll take a chance because I'm not a fan of – who's that? Ronald Jones is their starter?
Yeah.
Ronald Jones is second. I don't have very high hopes for him. So I even with the COVID, being on the COVID list, I think Keyshawn will take over there.
That's Tua, how bad their running game is.
Tua went here in the 10th round.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Tua.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick is still on the board.
And I think I should let you guys know that because I made all these fantastic moves to make sure I was thick in running back and good on quarterback, I need a third wide receiver.
I'm taking Nick Foles with my next pick.
I think
he's gonna, you know, I still remember when he threw 6 touchdowns with the Eagles. The guy can do it. He beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. The guy is way underrated.
Yeah, so see,
he can Flacco make some things happen for sure. Be ready, Nick Foles, my third QB.
I do like Nick Foles. I think that's good because you never know with Big Ben. I think Nick Foles is the perfect backup for something like that. And you wouldn't feel bad putting Foles in over Big Ben if you know that he's got a better matchup.
You mean Trubisky?
No, Foles. No, you.
Oh, yeah. For me, yeah. On my team. Oh, no, exactly. Yeah, my squad of
compared Big to me, Foles. I'm not taking Dak or Lamar out for Teddy. Yeah,
you're talking about Foles being a backup because I'm thinking like, wait a minute, he's not a backup to Ben. He's a backup to Trubisky. But yeah, I get what you're saying now. Now I understand.
So now I need a wide receiver, and wide receivers haven't been picked very much these last 4 rounds. Rounds 8, 9, 10, and 11. There's been like 6 wide receivers taken. But then again, there's none. So I went ahead and went with John Brown because I figured I have Stephon Diggs I gotta start stacking. You guys taught me to stack. I hate stack, the idea. Man.
Stack, just like in Vegas, man. If you're sitting at the blackjack table, you need to stack. Stack chips. Stack teammates. So there you go.
There are four receivers I want here.
Who are they? So I can take one.
I'm gonna take at least one of them. How are my running backs? I'm looking at my running backs. I got three running backs. I don't trust Sony Michel. I think he's going to.
No one trusts him. That's late. I'm surprised he's not drafted yet.
You know, gosh, man. I love Jamison Crowder. I love Jamison Crowder. I love Deontay Johnson. I love Darius Slayton. And I love Mike Williams. So I'm doing Deontay Johnson one. And I am going to go.
Damn.
Huh?
Damian Harris.
Boom.
Harris.
You are?
You just talked about it.
I'm not doing. Where is he?
He's down there. He's
down the list.
ADP is 222, but I think that's because Fantasy Pros didn't listen to our podcast.
You have to type him in. You have to type his name in, probably.
It's a fill-in.
It's a
write-in.
We've talked about the Charger defense, the Charger schedule.
Yeah.
I'm going Mike Williams in this group.
You really like Mike Williams.
I really like Mike Williams. You get 1,000 yards on 49 catches. This guy's a big play player.
I'm not going to lie. The guy was a steal of a pick when the Chargers got him. He's easily a WR1 on any other team. But because he's with Keenan, he kind of plays second fiddle.
Oh yeah, I had him last year, man, and he was it just didn't happen. The year before,
not consistent because he's he's just their secret weapon.
He's a high flyer. Yeah, he's a jump ball guy. Exactly.
But he's amazing. Like I'm not sure.
Yeah, he is. That guy. His hands are stupid. Like wow.
I think he's one of the most underrated wide receivers in the league because I really think he doesn't get attention at all.
He's like Brandon Cooks. Like he can take. He's a speedster. He can jam and create space and make that crazy over the shoulder, like diving, like stupid catch. Like he does that. Like he's a badass.
Speaking of stupid catches, I decided to pick Hooper, who I think is a stupid catch because I don't like him. I don't like him either. But there's Hooper. No tight ends. But yeah, think about it. He's a high risk, high reward. Yeah. He's either gonna get me zero or he's gonna get like a lot of points because he's in. I don't know. I don't want to say that because he's going to suck. But I'm just going to tell you guys right now, I'm getting a tight end right after this because I can't go into this league knowing that my only tight end is Hooper.
All right. I'm on the clock. I'm going to take the world champion Chiefs defense.
Why? What makes you think that they're good?
I
don't know.
I got a gut. Hey, man, defense wins championships and their defense just won a championship. So it's got to mean something.
I guess their defense can win the championship.
It's gotta mean something. It's gotta mean something.
Let's see. Who do you need left? I think I still need a defense.
Yeah, I still need a defense. And
they're going, so I wanted to take one before they were all gone.
A defense and one more bench player.
Ooh, Charger defense is still available, Rick.
Oh, you know it's mine.
Maybe I'll pick a second defense. All right. Who am I taking now? I'm on the clock. Who am I getting? Oh, man. I can meet some Saints offense. Let's get some real estate with Emmanuel Sanders. Let's go.
How is he still there? Bearing his name there. I get it. He's like as old as Georgie. But the guy can still catch like 30 balls a game.
That's right. You are correct.
Just like Georgie, they're still skillful with their age.
There you go.
Boom. Because I just made fun of Georgie, I want to make sure he doesn't steal my pick. Take the Chargers.
Don't steal my pick. Take the Chargers. Oh, and the guy was sitting on Antonio Gibson. I was looking at him, and he went. Let's see. Oh, huh? Antonio Gibson, he's the guy that Ron Rivera compared to Christian McCaffrey. He's their rookie.
They have a chance to start. They still got guys at AP.
Yeah, they're looking at him as being kind of like like a Tariq Cohen, you know, the guy who gets a lot of catches out of the backfield. You know, he's going to be second fiddle. Yeah, you never know. Well, I'm going to go defense. You know what? The Bears were only okay last year.
They had a really crappy offense.
Yeah, they had a crappy offense. I'm doing the Bears defense.
I like the Bears defense.
The Bears defense, and I'm looking, man, I'm looking at this. I either want Darius Slayton.
There's really nothing left, yeah.
Darius Slayton was one of the guys I liked on, you know, a couple rounds ago. Jerry Judy's still there. He's a nice start throw right now. Yep. Jalen Reagor.
He's going to be the only one there, too.
And then running back.
Kill Harry, who's the number one wide receiver over in New England.
Okay, I'm going to take a chance on the fact that Damian Harris is going to be the I'm going to do Damian Harris with that last pick.
Definitely get G.
Even though I was going to take a shot at Joshua Kelly, he's another guy I'm keeping an eye on late in drafts.
Well, look, Justin Herbert got drafted. That makes me proud. I don't understand why anyone would pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense.
I almost took Mitch Trubisky.
Would you take Mitch?
I think he's going to be the starter early on. And remember, we looked at their
team. Strength of schedule.
Yes. I don't want my foot in that pile because it's going to get dirty.
Well, you know, I look at this. He doesn't have a bye until week 11. Does he have the job at that point? I don't know.
No, but it'll be a nice story. I'm going to go ahead and get TJ Hockenson. I can't deal with just Hooper as my guy. And TJ Hockenson was once called the next Travis Kelce. And I think you guys all know how much I love Kelce because Kelce was called the next Rob Gronkowski. And you guys already know how much I love Rob Gronkowski.
There's some good, you know, dart throws at the tight end still out there. Jonnu Smith, Dallas Goedert, Noah Fant, Blake Jarwin.
Well, yeah, that's what I was just looking at. Noah Fant. Wasn't he just compared to George Kittle?
Yep. And those who were chasing last year's numbers, Jared Cook is there. I don't like him.
Well, let's see.
Do you think it's smart to wait until the 14th, 13th round to pick my tight end if you know I'm going to get Fant or Jonnu or Goedert?
Oh, man.
I don't think depth is worth giving up a whole position.
All right, I'm taking Justin Jefferson. Stephon Diggs is gone. I think Justin Jefferson will get some balls from Mr. Cousins.
Ooh,
so,
man.
I like that pick.
I got a D.
Told you.
I bet you I win.
No, I bet you don't.
It's
like that game with the cards on your forehead.
Oh, I got a goodness. C-. Oh, my God. It's terrible.
I said that in the beginning. I am so sorry, guys. I got a B.
C-.
You got a B. Ricky got the top score out of all of us.
Damn.
I would have liked one more bench spot on this one.
But even then, it's like, where would you? It's empty right now. Like, I feel like there's no running backs. I think tight ends are surprisingly deep. And the fact that I waited until the last three rounds to get mine, and I still got this great grade of a B, I think I might do that Thursday.
There you go.
You guys doing this draft, what did you notice and what advice would you give me now that you've been through this draft? What's your one key advice?
Well, the key advice, you know, from someone who got a D. no, you know what? It certainly seems like receivers go quick and go in bunches on this one. And they look like they're equally valued as the running backs. So strangely, I think you can wait on running back a little bit. I think you still get if you've got a good running back, but you're trying to fill a spot and there's great and there's a maybe better receiver, I think you go with the receiver. And I think it does pay off to either go Kelce or Kittle early or wait and get a tight end and just fill up everything else.
Yeah, what I'm noticing here is be on the lookout for the cube for the run on quarterback. On this draft, three QBs in the first round, no QBs in the second round, two QBs in the third round, one QB in the fourth round, and then boom, eight QBs in the fifth round. So everyone's kind of picking, you know, oh, you know, kind of like, I'll take, you know, my starter here and there, whatever, you know, the top guys are going to go kind of sparsely in the first, you know, three, four rounds, whatever. And then everyone just makes a run like, okay, I want my starter like ready now, boom. And then everyone, it seemed like, took their either their starter or their second guy in the fifth round. So just keep an eye on that, because the run on QBs is going to happen.
Did you guys take a look at the sixth round? I mean, there's some stud receivers going
all
there.
11 receivers,
of,
yeah.
11 of the 12 picks and Darren Waller.
Receivers, yeah. Yeah.
That's. I mean, I would have
Scary Terry, Keenan Allen, DJ Chark, Metcalf, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think my plan obviously was perfect. I waited on running back, like you said, Georgie. And I was still able to get Fournette, Melvin Gordon, and Singletary with Akers and Lindsay as my backups. And I would love to have that on any day. So I think you're right on that. You can wait on running back, maybe just get one elite wide receiver, then you can wait on those two.
I think it's interesting. I'm looking at DJ Moore.
Where did he go?
He went in the third round right after Mike Evans and right before Allen Robinson. So his draft stock is really going up, which means that Teddy Bridgewater is also, has some value. His stock is obviously going up as well.
After Joe Burrow.
This is weird.
Ryan Tannehill after Kirk Cousins. It's like, really?
I don't get that. That's what I'm saying.
It's almost like if I miss that second quarterback. If I wanted to, I
Teddy
could
B.
Teddy B. Be it.
Yes. Keep an eye on Teddy B. Keep an eye on Nick Foles. You can get late. Kirk Cousins as well. Those are guys you can get as your third QB. You can get late. I got Nick Foles in. Let's see, what round was it? I got Nick Foles in the 11th round as my third QB. That's a solid. So I got Emmanuel Sanders in the 13th.
I think that's your best pick of the day. I think that's why you didn't get a D.
Huge. I will tell you this. I think what gave me a D is the fact that I did not pick a third quarterback. I think that's part of it.
I thought you were Deontay Johnson and your Brandon Cooks and your Mike Gesicki and your David Montgomery picks were all the reasons, but I could be wrong. Not to mention
really
Le'Veon Bell and.
You really feel, Rick.
You could have had Derrick Henry or Austin
I probably would have got a better grade if I drafted more running backs. I only drafted three running backs, and I'm seeing a lot of other guys here have at least four and five running backs. So I think that was my downfall. I went really lean on the running backs, and I probably should have drafted more running backs to overall have a better draft.
No, that's you just good. Saw those pretty names, and that's why. So, well, guys, thank you for doing this for me. It definitely gets me excited.
Yeah, man, support, like we said, man.
It makes me realize that I don't know it all. So practicing, now I feel like I know it all.
Surprise, surprise.
Awesome. Well,
my
chest
is going to be puffed out. I'm going to have my peacock feathers out for this draft.
Boom.
Let him have it, Ricky. Let him have it.
Let us know how it goes, too. I guess we'll discuss next after that for the next show when we have after the draft. We'll see how it goes.
Pégale mucho. So, everybody, bueno, es todo for our show. Thanks again to Anchor.fm for being our hosting network and making sure our independent podcast gets out into the Familia community. And please subscribe and make sure to leave us a review, Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, FamiliaFFB, as well as our Facebook page. Gracias otra vez. Remember, todos somos familia.
Póngate la máscara.
Póngate la máscara.
Adiós, amigos.
Adiós.
Adiós.